are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And welcome into the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Peer VA Clinic. And joining me this morning from Peer Players, it's Josh Penrod. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And the cool thing is, because you're here, that means there is a new production just around the corner.
You're exactly right. Peer Players is gearing up for another production. We are getting ready to do Radium Girls. Auditions are March 1st at 7 p.m. at the Grand Opera House. Address is 109 South Pier Street. We're getting really excited. I am personally really excited to do this show. I've been prepping for a year and learning all the history behind what inspires this show.
And that's the thing. A lot of times when you're putting on productions, they're just some story somebody came up with out of the blue. But this one has a little bit of history to it.
Yes, it really does. The show is inspired by actual historical events that took place in the 1920s. Right before that, in 1898, just to go back a little bit, Marie Curie discovered the element of radium doing some research with her husband, Pierre Curie. And since that discovery, people just went ecstatic over this element. It was called a wonder element, and it took off even more when it was discovered that they could use radium to kill cancer cells. And like, marketing took off with it, businesses took off with it, and radium was called the wonder element. It was a big, huge craze. It was in everything in American culture at the time. And it was used as a supplement to cure arthritis and everything you could think of that made you sick or old. Radium was for it. People consumed it left and right. And even so, like, there were companies that didn't actually put radium in their product. So it was like the first hint of false advertising that would be tackled later. And one of the properties of radium that people really loved was that it glowed in the dark.
Ah.
Yes, they loved the glow. It was Christians thought it was a sign of God, that it was this glowing element. And as World War I progressed, it was discovered that radium could be mixed in paint and used on watch dials, scopes, and stuff like that. And the U.S. Army commissioned a lot of companies to put this paint on their products, so that way when soldiers were working in the dark, they couldn't be seen by the enemy. So it increased their safety.
Okay.
And as the war ended, the fad for glowing things increased. So these companies focused on doing that. And one of those things that transitioned from the war was watches. And in order to paint those watches with the paint, they had to hire factory workers, which were girls aged from like 11 to, you know, their 30s. And they use these girls to delicately paint these small, small watch faces, millimeters of paint. And later on, it was discovered that the paint was poisonous to these girls.
Oh, wow.
And so these girls were getting sick left and right, and they were trying to figure out what was going on, and then they started to realize it was the radium in the paint. So they pursued getting compensation for it, but the company that they worked for, U.S. Radium, denied it. They were adamant that it's healthy, it's going to make you healthy, it can't kill you. And so it started this long, it lasted throughout the 20s, this long research and allegations, and finally a court battle to get compensation for these girls and prove that radium poisoning was a real thing. And the girls didn't make that much as far as compensation goes, but they were able to prove their point. And it changed a lot about how products and factories and their workers were kept safe in the work environment. And it's responsible for a lot of the laws that we have today that protect factories and employees.
So a very important historical background with this production.
Yes, it's very important. And what I really love about the show is that it takes bits and pieces of the actual story and it beautifully tells it. You may think it would be really dark, but there's actually a lot of beautiful, brave, and heartful moments in the show.
Very nice. Yep. And this is one that you are directing.
Yes, it is.
And you've been with the Peer Players for a while, I hear.
Yeah, I've been with Peer Players since 2010. I realize that it's been like about 10 years.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Started down in the bottom and worked your way up.
Yeah.
And this is what, your third
direct? This is my third show. Okay. People in the community know me for directing Dracula last fall, and that was received really well. So I'm really excited to use what people liked from that production and use it towards this production. And just every production is a new learning experience. So,
sure.
So yeah, taking what I learned with the last production and making it better with this one.
Very nice. And yeah. You're looking for folks to fill these roles. And it's not people, not just looking for people who have done this before, but people who maybe haven't even thought about it and say, hey, why don't I give this a shot?
Yes. So the beauty of community theater is that you don't need to have any extensive experience. All you need is a passion for being involved with community theater and working with other people. That is the first qualifier we look for. And we are willing to work with people of all levels of experience. It's a very collaborative atmosphere. And one of the main things that Pure Players strives for is educating volunteers, so that way they can go on to work in other productions and get better and better.
That's a great thing. And the nice thing too is if people are saying, well, I couldn't get up on stage in front of people, you do have behind the scenes spots that you need to fill too.
Yes. Not everybody likes to be on the stage. It is frightening. We are always looking for people to volunteer behind the scenes, whether it's working on costumes or as a stagehand moving props and sets pieces, or even helping with lights and sound, or even in the encore room where we have the ticket booth, and or in the house as an usher. We are always looking for volunteers. Even if you're behind the scenes, those behind the scene roles make a huge difference in the success of a show.
It really does. It takes a lot of hands to make
these,
to pull these
off. Yes, it truly is community theater.
And if somebody is interested in either, you know, trying out for a role, working backstage, what's the best way to get a hold of you to be part of this?
Go to pureplayers.com. My information is right there, and you can learn about the production and read the summary about it. My contact information is going to be there. If you're interested, you can contact me, and I can get you a script. And if you can't make it to auditions, I'm free this weekend to audition you if you would like. But yeah, just come on down and... it's not that difficult. You'll just read some lines and you may be a little bit nervous, but I'll make it easy for you.
There you go. Give it a shot. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. Try something different.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck on this production. Knock 'em dead.
Yeah.
Appreciate you stomping on out. And we look forward to this is coming up in April.
Correct? Yes.
April and May.
Yes. So the show dates are April 30th through May 2nd and then May 6th through May 8th.
So some chances for you to come on out and watch and also to be part of it. We encourage that.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Josh, for your time this
morning.
Thank you. And look forward to seeing that one in April and May. If you want to be part of that, as Josh said, visit peerplayers.com. You can get all the information there. And there is your people in your neighborhood this morning, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Peer VA Clinic.